talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. Well, it's my favorite week of football season, and I've got somebody that's just as good a fan with the Sooners in the studio with me, so you guys will have to wait a minute before I introduce him, but if you're watching Facebook, go ahead and turn it on. You'll figure out who's on. Anyway, let's check out some weather real quick. Some temperature, 79 at Hollis, 87 at Tipton's, hottest spot in the state right now. 77 at Camargo, 81 at Sealing, 75 at Buffalo, Beaver, and slap out 76 degrees, and out here in a panhandle of Texas, 79 at Canadian, 82 at Dozer, 86 at Odell. Well, in the studio with me right now, I think for the whole hour maybe, is the Cotton King. He's the ex-cattle king, and we're going to ask him about this ex-cattle crap here in just a little bit. So if you guys got any questions on this wonderful Thursday, 2 days before the shootout.
Or Boomer! The,
Boomer! Sooner! Anyway, we got that. The Cotton King, Mr. Jimmy Rose from Washita County, he's in the studio with me. He just happened to be in town, and he called me right before the show, and my allergies are really bad today, so I needed somebody to help me talk today. So he's my man. He's my man. So the Cotton King's in the studio, and we'll probably be talking about the Cotton Killer.
and
we're not going to be talking about the Cotton Queen. She's your savior is all I can tell you. So anyway, first of all, let's see what's been going on in a big ag world overnight. And grain futures rose overnight as tensions in the Black Sea region intensified. He also needs to learn to put his phone on vibrate. But anyway, in the Black Sea regions, intensifying Russian attacks on ports and vessels carrying ag products out of Ukraine. 6 people were killed and 8 were injured in a ballistic missile attack on ports in the Odessa region of Ukraine. The Vice Prime Minister for Restoration and the Minister of Commodities and Territories Development told Ukraine state media. The Panamanian flag cargo ship Spirit was damaged in the attack. A separate vessel, the Parisia, which carried the St. Nick's and flag, was hauling 6,000 tons of corn out of Ukraine, was attacked on Monday. No injuries were reported in the attack. Algeria reportedly barred French companies from import tenders for wheat and strained diplomatic relations, according to Rutgers, as they reported that on their news. The North African country reportedly purchased more than 500,000 tons of wheat during a tender on Tuesday, the news agency said. Wheat futures for December delivery overnight rose 9 cents to 6.08 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures added 8 cents to $6.16¾ a bushel. Corn futures gained 2 pennies to $4.23 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 1 penny to $10.19¼ a bushel. Soy meal lost 60 cents to $3.2060 a short ton. And soy oil was down 0.14 cents to $42.92 a pound. Let's see here. It says ethanol output rose to the highest level in 3 weeks while inventories dropped. Let's see here. Production rose to an average of 1.038 million barrels a day, and the week ended on October 8th, or October 4th, I'm sorry. That's up from 1.01 million barrels a day. East Coast output rebounded after Hurricane Helene, coming up to an average of 11,000 barrels a day. That's up from 6,000 barrels during the Hurricane Helene when it hit. Anyway, Milton, it's in the news now. You're playing with all the toys in the studio, aren't you? Hurricane Milton made landfall overnight along the west coast of Florida as a Category 3 after spawning lots of tornadoes before reaching the Sunshine State. The storm is now moving across eastern Florida and still producing hurricane-force winds and heavy rainfall. According to the National Weather Service, Milton is expected to move on out into the Atlantic Ocean today. In parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, meanwhile, extremely dry conditions and low humidity that will drop to around 25% will create tinderbox-like conditions. According to the National Weather Service, conditions also will be breezy, elevating the potential wildfires for the agency. Near critical weather conditions and near record temperatures are possible this afternoon. Well, I know one thing. Did you get a shower overnight? Oh, sorry, I didn't have your mic on. Do what?
About 5 raindrops.
Yeah, I counted, what did I tell you, 22 inside 9 square feet there at my house. But I went out to move the side row at 2 o'clock this morning. It was lightning everywhere but where it needed to be. And but I think there's some people been getting some pretty good little showers, and some of it, I get every little bit will help. But I think, according to my friend Lacey this morning, there's a lot of hope coming up next weekend. There's a pretty good storm moving in.
I hope so. I hope we get some rain.
Well, and we need it. Have you checked out the new drought monitor?
Yeah, I looked at it.
Yeah, it's not good. The new drought monitor came out early this morning, and a lot of southwestern Oklahoma is in the red now in the D3. Looks like Custer County, Kiowa, Greer, Harmon, Jackson, Comanche, Caddo, a bunch of them. Beckham County is skirting it a little bit, but it's still in a D2. But, you know, it's weird looking at that drought monitor and looking at northwestern Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Panhandle. There's no drought going on. That's different.
It's just opposite. Yeah, it normally is.
It's just opposite, which is good for northwestern Oklahoma. I mean, I'm glad you guys are green up there, or at least in better shape than we are down here. So, anyway, the biggest part of Oklahoma, except for Woodward, Harper, and most of the Oklahoma Panhandle, and what's the one county over there where Alva's at? Woods County. There's no drought on the map there. Everybody else got it going on. Texas Panhandle, you guys are looking fairly good out there. You're in a flash drought. It's not severe yet, but it's working that way there. And then the whole state of Kansas is in some sort of drought. So it's not, anyway, hopefully things change around here pretty quick for us. We need it. We need some help big time. All right. First of all,
what do you want to know?
I want to hear what happened last night on the calf pulling deal.
Well, it better start 3 days ago running over a black cat.
Okay. Yeah, let's start there.
My dad used to say spit out the window or put an X. Well, I didn't do another. I mean, I tried to miss it, but I got it. And the first day I thought, well, it ain't too bad here. You know, I ain't had nothing bad. And then my wife had an incident with a shredder, twisted those around the power takeoff. That cost about $1,800. And then last night I was pulling the calf, me and Mr. Randy Ridlin. And he put the chain on the calf, got the first hoof out, and then was going to get the second hoof. And that sucker just come loose and off there, and old Randy went into the wall. And there was a gate up against the wall, and tried to break his fall. And I think he broke his hand. This black cat deal's coming out.
Oh, so well, don't bring none of that crap in here on my show. So all right, we hope Randy recovers.
Yeah, he's my he talks a lot of crap, but he helped me out. I went and sowed some wheat for them the other day, too. I helped them out, but they help out. It wasn't funny because I thought it's a curse because one time back when I was trading horses, I sold him a horse, and it bucked him off, broke his leg, broke his arm. This has been about 15 years ago probably. And then that deal happened last night. I just hope there's not a curse there.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you guys shouldn't be friends. Yeah. We got, you know, I heard from your Uncle Lawrence. Let's see here. Got a half inch south of Reed. How about that?
Reed, yeah. Somebody told me they hadn't had no rain in 100 days or something other than 3/10 that last time we got a little rain.
Right.
So I guess they're pretty dry. You know, and that drought deal, that affects all of western Oklahoma. Cotton gins. No cotton to gin.
Yeah.
I mean, no money to put into the economy. It's a bad deal.
Well, then, let's, you know, cotton, that was a good example. And then wheat, no wheat pasture.
Oh, I know. I mean, that's how a lot of farmers were planning on trying to make a little money.
Putting calves out on pasture.
Putting calves out on pasture. And now that deal's, normally what happens is you got to get that wheat pasture sowed by October 1st to give it time to grow to a certain deal.
Yep.
Because it's going to get cold where it goes dormant about the middle of December. So now this wheat, a lot of it hadn't been growing much. And then if it gets cold, it won't be much wheat pasture in the country. But I don't know. But if we did, everybody have wheat pasture right now, calves would be so high we couldn't none of us make no money.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I took the boss had to step back and see who was in the studio with me. But anyway,
Papa.
Yeah. He's closing the door. But anyway, I went down and took a couple calves sale barn this morning, and it was there was a line there.
Does that tell me I was too loud, Clark?
No, that means they got a business meeting going on in the hallway. But they they had a pretty good line there.
I figured, you know, I mean, a month ago, I'd say everybody wait to sell their calves, you know, until this wheat pasture comes, be better off. But now I think they're better off to get rid of them earlier before there's just so many of them hitting the market that they go down.
Right.
And I don't know, wheat pasture ain't out yet. If it would rain and give us 2 or 3 weeks, a lot of this wheat, I think it's got a little bit of size on it.
We'd go ahead
and make some, it won't make this lush wheat pasture. I don't think it'll have time. And let's just heat wave last till December or January.
Right.
But I think there's still time if it would rain. But the bugs, like almost everybody around Sentinel sprayed for bugs already,
yep.
Worms. And that most of them chemicals last for 7 days or something like that, you know, where the chemical I sprayed, the bugs eat it, then they die. And then there's some that kill on contact, but I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll rain.
Yep. And and it'll take time even after the rain for everything to start getting motivated. Hey, we got moisture. Let's go with, you know, and the thing is, I checked some soil yesterday, and it's not very far to moisture, some good moisture.
Well, you'll check some cotton ground.
Well, that's a whole different ballgame, and that's a whole different conversation we're going to have. I want to know how your repairs on your stripper baler's coming anyway. We'll get into that a little later. So anyway, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. You remember Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Farm Bureau?
Yeah, I got my insurance with them, I guess. Farmers Union or...
No, Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
Yeah, I think so.
But are you a member?
I think so. I pay them a lot of money for insurance.
Well, that don't make you a member.
Well, so, that's politics then.
Hey, but them boys up there in Oklahoma City always got our back.
Yeah. I mean, Depends on how many claims you've had, Jimmy.
Oh, now we're getting down to the bottom of the story. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and we'll be right back after this, and I'll have your ag weather update on weather out here in the Texas Panhandle. And then, hey, guess what? It's 12:19, and what does that mean?
Hell, I don't know. Lunch
Texas
time.
Still sucks.
Oh, Texas still sucks. They do suck. I tell y'all that.
I don't want any of you guys listening out there, this Longhorn fans, to be offended. If you want to, I'm not going to take a live call from you, but 580-225-9697 if you got any Texas Longhorn gigs at OU Sooner fans. I'll read them. And anyway, but
keep them clean. Keep them clean. That's what he always tells me.
Keep it clean. You got to keep it clean. But anyway, are you excited about that ball game Saturday?
Yeah, I honestly think with this other quarterback that
we have a shot.
We got a shot. You know, he gets loose, and everybody's saying if he gets loose, they can't catch him.
Right.
But what I'm afraid of is he throws his body on the line so much.
He's going to get hurt.
I don't know how long he's going to last, but a kid's hard to get down. Our defense is good. Boomer Sooner's all I can say. And I got some Longhorn fans out there that y'all suck.
I got a text in that says you need to get down on your knees and pray for rain. Yep, I have been.
Right.
Really have. All right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here. I'm speaking with Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent, what's going on this time of year at SEI?
Well, Ron, we are booking seed for fall pasture. We have triticale, rye, hairy vetch, and radishes, which will make great pasture for this winter. And we also have winter cattle cube contracts available.
Thank you, Kent. For more information, give Kent a call, 580-225-0317. SEI Agritech, 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our 7 dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. We'll be right back.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracks with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre track with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, well, it's from Texas. It is 78 degrees. The humidity is 40%. You know why I picked Wellington today there, Mr. Rhodes?
Why?
Because that's where my peanuts will be going next week. How's that?
Oh, brown noser.
I don't even know if he listens. Anyway, 78 degrees, humidity's 40, dew point's 52. The winds are out of the northwest at 2 miles an hour. They must have got a shower last night. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.04 inches. That's 4/1000ths of an inch, right?
Of a tenth,
yeah. There, So that's 4/1000ths. Anyway, red flag minutes today, 0. No sub-freezing minutes, thank you. And 8-inch soil temperature, 76 degrees. You guys been to the store yet? Or your favorite place to pick up the penny news? It's out. It's hot. It's good. It's fresh off the pace. Okay, I was just complaining to somebody the other day about what the cost of a can of WD-40 is. Have you bought one lately?
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right. It's the buy of the week at Atwoods. So you guys flood your Atwoods stores and buy them out. So the can that I was complaining about for $8 the other day, it's $5.99.
It for sure makes you not want to waste it.
Yeah, and it's good for a lot of stuff. So anyway, that is the buy of the week, $5.99 for a can of WD-40. I can't even tell. I can't even read. I don't know which can it is, but anyway, it's a big can. Also, I was looking through there. And the hydraulic oil from Harvest King is off $10, 5 gallons for less than $50. So there's a couple good buys going on at Atwoods. So go to your local Atwoods and tell them that Jimmy sent you. Yeah. And then you won't.
Don't get thrown out.
So anyway, the penny news is out. All kinds of good stuff in there. And like Aubrey was saying, your buddy from XIT Auctions down there at Sentinel. Their sale's coming up next week. The 16th, I think. Anyway, I also noticed for my listeners up in northwestern Oklahoma, this caught my attention. In Harper County, irrigation and grass, 1,438 acres are going to sell in Harper County, Oklahoma, coming up. When is that? October 22nd. But it's pretty interesting. The track one's 160 acres, basically, of superior grass, gates, fences, and waters. But track two caught my attention. 1,278 acres. 3 pivots, 642 acres under the pivots of alfalfa and Truticow, 1,200 gallon per minute combined wells, 636 acres of grass. It's a CRP Bermuda, 3 windmills, pond, 2 solar pumps, 10 tank, 60 gallon a minute tank well, corrals. If somebody wants to get started, that's a full setup right there.
Yeah, it won't take 2 or 3 million.
Well, I bet it'll take more than 2-3 million. But anyway, that's going on up in Harper County, the 22nd. All kinds of good things going on around here. First, before Jimmy and I get back, it's a Jimmy and Jimmy show. It's a cotton. It's the Goober King. I don't know why they named me Goober King. Well, I probably do. Anyway, the Goober King and the Cotton King and ex-Cattle King. I got questions for him on cotton coming up. First, let me do your Lipscomb Dealerships grain market updates. Doesn't look too shabby on the board today. How come you cotton farmers don't want me to talk about cotton price now? Does it, because it doesn't matter?
It matters, but it just, there's no profitability in it right now. And I talked to the cotton buyers about it and let them know how crooked they are. And well, nothing we can do about it. We got to make money too.
Yeah. I mean, there's, everybody's got to make money in the deal when prices are low like cotton. So what's important to a cotton farmer right now? Next July's cotton or right now?
No, right now, because you got operating money, you got to try to get paid down on. So you got to sell your cotton because it's costing you interest on the other side.
So are you locked in or are you waiting on these
prices? I'm locked in on 200 bales at 85 cents a pound.
I got you.
After that, I'm at the mercy of the buyers.
So like right now, December cotton, 72.39.
Yeah. I mean, 1 year, 2 years ago, I was locked in at 95 cents on 1,000 bales.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's all right. But whenever my landlord's parts were selling theirs for $1.25 and $1.30, it wasn't a real good deal.
All right. Okay, let's take out some of these grain prices. December, corn, 418 down 2.5. March is 436 down 1.75. Soybeans for November, 1015, down 4.5. January, 1032, down 4.25. Soybean meal, October, let's just skip October. October's done. December, 316.60, down 460. January, 316.60, down 370. Soybean oil for December, up 61 at 43.67. Let's see what wheat's doing. Wheat is up, actually. December wheat, 613, up 4.75. And March is 6:30, up 5. And I guess the reason why it is up today is because Russia shot a couple ships.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take much for the market to react. So December cotton, 72.39, up 14. Oil out of West Texas, 75.51, up 2.27. Natural gas keeps sliding. Well, it's not doing too bad. It's unchanged really right now at 265 for November. Looks like the S&P and NASDAQ are in the green, the Dow's in the red. Live cattle, December, 187.97, up 75. February's 188.65, up 47. Feeders for November, 249.42, up 75. January, 246.47, up 60. Lean hogs for December, 76.82, up 125. So not too bad. It's kind of all over the place, but ain't nothing just really taking a major hit at the time being. All right, cotton. I know it's...
One thing I want to say about that cotton price, Jimmy, before we get started. It just calls on the board, it's 70, say it's 75 cents. That don't mean that's what the price is.
Right.
Sometimes the price is 70. Sometimes it's 80. Sometimes you go in there and you put cotton on that board to sell, and usually price it 4 or 5 cents above the market to see if you can get them to start bidding on it, you know, and take the best bid. But sometimes you put your cotton 5 cents over the board, and next day you come in there and it's gone. They bought it. And what happens is they got so many contracts to fill and stuff. If nobody's selling their cotton, they might go in there and just buy it and take it.
Right.
So, but it's a good estimate of where it's at.
What do you forecast cotton harvest start around here? Pretty quick.
I got like one field that we're going out and spot spraying paraquat on it today.
Gotcha.
Done did it this morning, and in 3 days it'll be ready to strip. Right. And what it is when you got a drought, you got little spots out in there that hold a little more moisture
than the rest of
it. And they're still producing and this and that. And it's a little harder to kill with that first shot. So, like this field, I sprayed the whole field with aim and prep. And you see out there around the ends where you run over it and stuff.
Right.
And then out in the field, you may see a few spots with green leaves. Well, I got wheat planted out in this one. So I didn't want to destroy my wheat that I got up. But I went ahead and sacrificed this morning. We went and sprayed around the edges and hit them few spots, trying to get it ready to go in 2 or 3 days. And then I sprayed about 500 acres. I don't know, probably getting close to a week ago now. And on the 10th day, I'll go in with Paraquat and hit it again to really dry it up and get it smoked. And then in 3 days after I spray that Paraquat, it'll be ready to go. So next week, I'll be rocking and rolling. But then when I get, say, 600-700 acres stripped, I'm going to run into a deal where I got probably 1,600 acres that I'm fixing to spray with AIM and PrEP, which AIM's supposed to drop the leaves off of it. And the PrEP is a speed up for the opening the bowls.
Bowls, okay. I was wondering about that.
And then, but my plans with that is for a freeze to finish the crop. It takes 2 weeks for that stuff to work, the full deal. But with you got wheat sown in the middles, then you got to go to plan B. You know, if you get to that point and you want to strip cotton, you got to figure out something to finish them fields out. Sometimes you can spray AIM or EXT and try to drop the rest of that stuff off. But if you get out Paraquat, you're done, because then you're going to kill your cover crop and you got to resow the crop. So that's where the crop's at. I'm fixing to get cranked up.
Get ready to get cranky.
But after I do that probably first 600 acres or seven, then I may be at a standstill. It depends on how long this freeze holds off. And when the freeze hits, usually 10 more days, you know, for it just completely kill everything and to give the bowls chance to open what hasn't opened. But this that one rain we got there, what, how many, 2 weeks ago?
It'll be 3 weeks ago this weekend, yeah.
Okay, 3 weeks ago. Most of the cotton was about done. But there's spots out in there that rain probably helped. So them bowls went to filling. And that's the spots that you have a hard time getting ready to strip.
Right.
And we're just hoping that the quality ain't hurt that bad.
Right.
Because if you see the little bowls, which we had a lot of, sometimes they're either high mic or low mic, or the staple ain't as long. Staple's very important because it'll knock you 4 or 5 cents a pound.
Right.
And that's another thing, too. If the market's 75 and you go out here and harvest this, you're talking about good grades
right.
at 75. If you get it in a bunch of low mic or high mic or short staple, you can go to deducting cents off that. And so instead of 75-cent cotton, you may have 65-cent cotton or 60-cent cotton. Worst-case scenario is 40-cent cotton.
Right.
You know, you just hope it don't happen. I don't have it happen very often, but I have had it happen. Yeah.
So is there any incentive for good-grade cotton, though?
Yeah, usually a few cents.
I got you.
If it's real good, I negotiate. I don't. A lot of people just go in there and they strip their cotton, they put it on the board, and they keep in contact with the gin, you know, on how their what their cotton's being bid on from all over the world. And what I do is that's how I set my goal. Is I see what they're bidding on it on these big open markets where bidders all over the world are bidding on it. And then I go to call 2 or 3 buyers that I got, and I say, this is a cotton king. You want to buy my cotton, or you want me to tell everybody you're a cheapskate? And you know, and they laugh. They go to laughing.
And you're well, not.
At the end of the day, it's usually 2 more cents a pound.
Right.
Than what I can get bid on it.
Right.
But that's the way I deal. And I've helped a few other people get good prices a couple times, but them buyers, they've told me, you know, said, you need to quit doing that because we're paying that to you because we call you and ask you the condition of the cotton and you put up with us all right. year long of wondering what's going on with the cotton right. and stuff.
So why do they call you? Because you're the cotton king?
Because I'm a good bull. I didn't say it. I just almost said it.
All right, we got to take a break because we're already past break time. All right, we're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And, oh, I'm going to get fired. I can tell it. Anyway, when we come back, I'll have your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update for you.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracks with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre track with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Oklahoma's own multi-talented comedian Rodney Carrington. Live on stage two nights, Friday, October 25th and Saturday, October 26th, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center.
Any man that thinks he's going to run off and find him some little 30-something who's 50 years old, good luck with that. They're a lot of fun, but eventually you have to talk to them. That's when the breakdown begins.
Rodney Carrington, live at Sugar Creek Casino. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online. Online at SugarCreekCasino.com.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 7th. 1,957 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 471 brought 306. 11 at 506 brought 288. 7 at 577 brought 244. 24 at 672 brought 276. 37 at 786 brought 253. 47 at 809 brought 252. 59 at 886 brought 241. 4 head of heifers at 455 brought 245. 14 at 588 brought 243, 58 at 592 brought 241, 6 at 658 brought 235, 19 at 712 brought 241, 14 at 836 brought 224, 5 at 1003 brought 190, butcher cows were 45 to 125, butcher bulls brought 90 to 158, bred cows were 1375 to 2300, Western Oklahoma Livestock, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, your Uncle Lawrence, he likes you. I don't know why, but he does.
Baby boy.
Freedom, Oklahoma. Here's your Ag weather update for Northwestern Oklahoma. 79, dew point 56, humidity 45. The winds are out of the east at 5. No rainfall in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch. Excuse me. I don't mean to do that. 3-day average 4-inch. You broke Trump. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 72 degrees. Sunset at 7:07. Mostly sunny, 86 degrees. Mostly clear, 55. And tomorrow, Friday, the day before the rivalry, the Red River War. 91 degrees. Anyway, it looks like she's going to be hot in Dallas Saturday.
Gonna be hot.
Anyway, all right, let's finish up with cotton real quick because I got to take another break here shortly because you and I went through section two with a lot of BS there. Anyway, so I understood, you know, I follow you on social media.
Yeah.
And you and your crew last year had more tractors and equipment rolling around out there, stomping cotton, packing cotton, all kinds of good stuff. So I gave you crap about it, and I heard a rumor. Is the rumor true? You went back to a round baler, cotton baler?
Yes, I did.
And so, anyway, how's that project going?
Well, if I get Western equipment over to Oklahoma to hook up, we're taking vacation days, Larry.
You got the best mechanic at John Deere working on it.
He's a supervisor now.
Well, he's still a mechanic.
I know, but he's supervisor. He's got his number one puppy dog, Caleb, and Kyle. Working on it.
Puppy dogs.
Yeah, puppy dogs. Because Corey had to go on a deal in the family, emergency in the family.
Right.
So the puppies, they assured me they'd be done today with it.
Oh, yeah?
And then I talked to the head man, Doug, the little general, and he assured me that it'll be done Thursday. And I said, well, we'll see. So Larry Taupin assured me he's on it and overseeing it. Larry's got too much stuff going on with everybody in the country. You know,
he's wanted.
He answers questions for all of Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma, all the John Deere's they call. He ain't got time for little Jimmy Rose no more.
You know, and he's been awful quiet on his YouTube channel.
I know. I don't think he's fixed anything lately.
Larry the tractor guy.
Yeah, Larry's good.
Yeah, no.
There's only one of them. He ain't only spread, so why?
Oh, man. Anyway, so, all right. So, enough about cotton today. You'll update me when you start?
Yeah, I'll send you a video.
And
I hope it ain't on fire.
Wow. Anyway, yeah, there has been some of that going around.
I burned up a couple of them.
Yeah.
It's not fun, nothing fun. That's one reason I got rid of it, because it just made me nervous every day running it. I was a nervous wreck.
What's the key to not having a fire?
That year, there were a lot of them burned up, and it was because of the cotton. The cotton was short stapled, or mic, you know, it was a mic, and it was kind of frizzy. To where any little thing, friction,
anything
could start it and then it'd go. And then maybe last year, there wasn't none of that. Didn't hardly have any fires.
Right.
But I think what burned me up first time was baling wire wrapped around a row unit, got sparking, and it was wind blowing 50 mile an hour.
Right.
And then the second time, the wind blowing 50 mile an hour. 50 mile an hour seems to have a lot in common with fire.
Fires.
Getting out of control. But when you're trying to save one of them and you're on fire, you know, you're trying to get it out of the system and roll it up and get it away from it. You know, I mean, like the first time when I burnt one up bad, it got on fire so bad it went to burning wiring. And then things quit working. And I couldn't get it out. And I jumped up and down on that thing. There's a manual deal down on the ground you can try to do. And I run up the ladder, run down, and that big old pump up there on top that runs a lot of them belts and stuff blowed up, blowed some hot oil on my neck. And I mean, this is blazing, Jim. It's serious. And that's when I just said heck with it and walked away from it. And luckily, somebody that worked for the fire department was stacking bales that day. So as soon as they seen me smoking, they called the fire department. Fire department's got there. Hey, them guys, I can't say enough about them when I've been on fire. I mean, they get out there and they help. But they want me to be there, too, not just take off like a woman or something. You know?
Uh-oh.
They want me to be there because I know how to get it out of the system.
Right.
It's hard for them to fight a fire with cotton all inside that thing.
Right.
So if they can put it out and get it under control, then I can roll it and try to get it out. And that's two other fires that we had. And it just, it's not a good deal, but I think I've gained my confidence back.
Well, you better have it back.
I know.
Well, they have it back. You know, you talk about fire departments. There was a story, I think, on TV this morning or last night. Somebody was telling me about it. And it involves Okies up in the mountains, yeah. Elk hunting.
Yeah.
And I guess an Oklahoman was in a tent, camped out elk hunting, and had a little kerosene something in there, yeah. Lantern or whatever in there, and it was fuming, and it overtook him. And he was way up on the mountain. And lo and behold, the closest hunters to him were firemen from the Weatherford, Oklahoma Fire Department. And they went up there and found him, done what they could, got a helicopter in there and got him out. And everybody was good.
Now, I want to tell you, I don't want to just brag on them for a second. They got their jobs, they're farmers and stuff. And then they volunteered themselves, not just for firefighting on the farm, for saving lives out on these wrecks and stuff. You know, I was too much around to be on anything like that, but I know a bunch of people that's on it, and they give up a lot. And
yeah.
We just can't appreciate them enough. And if we ever don't have them, we'll know what they mean.
Yeah.
But I just appreciate them because when I needed them every time, they're there, Johnny on the spot, and just what do we need to do? What can we do?
Well, yeah, but when it comes over the radio, Cotton King's on fire, they all come in.
You know what's always funny is they always knew where I was stripping at. Now you call 911 and try to give address. Well, they want all these street corners and stuff now. I don't know no street corners. I just say three miles north of Sentinel and back east, a mile and a half, you know. But old Bill Skelly, he told me, he said, that one come in, and he said, I'd come by there that evening, and y'all was out there stripping. He knew exactly where to come. And they was all arguing about on the radio where I was at. Skelly, I know where he's at.
All right, we're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And, hey, how do you say agriculture?
Agriculture.
Three syllables or four?
Jim, yeah, you're going above my pay grade. I don't know.
Just say it in agriculture. There, see.
But don't look at the way I spell it. Look at what I mean.
We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at everettwelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Oh, about 10, 15 years, somewhere in there. Because this is the best place to work in the world. Jill and Brandon are the best people to work for. You can't find any better. I'm the generator department manager. Take care of the generators, working on them, servicing them, installing them. Whatever you need, we got it. Well, we sell Generac. We're authorized sales and service dealer, and we're also sales and service for Kohler, but we work on them all. If you call, we're not afraid to tackle it. Oh, yeah, I've done electrical for a long time. Got my journeyman's card in 1978, '87, I got my journeyman's card and worked for my dad for multiple years. And then I got the opportunity to come work for Jill and Brandon, and I've been here ever since. I've loved it every minute of it. I think it's the quality and the concern that Brandon and Jill have for their customers. They want the job done right, and you're going to do it right. And if you don't, then Brandon will tell you about it. So it's just that kind of quality that I enjoy and working for somebody that has that desire for the quality.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. Come celebrate our fall sell-a-thon. Unlike our competitors, we don't mark up our prices just to put on a sale. Get a king-size mattress for the price of a queen, or a queen-size for the price of a full. Come shop at Western Oklahoma's largest furniture and appliance store right next to Tractor Supply in Elk City. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here I comes more up. Of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I'm wound up because of the syllable deal. So, anyway, my wife's listening. I know she is. She just sent a text in because she says he said it in syllables, but she can help you out with counting syllables. What's your response? Because I agree 100% with that. It's not how you say it.
It's what you mean. That's the reason I do videos on Facebook. It's because all the school teachers kept correcting my spelling. And I said, it ain't the way I spell it. It's what I mean when I say it.
All right. Woo! All right. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden. You ever been in there?
Yeah, above all the time.
Yeah. yeah, but there's some big old crooks.
Joe Bob's good people.
Oh, man. I love that store. Anyway.
He'll Jew.
He will.
He will a little bit.
Yeah. I've made some deals in there. 84 degrees at Bessie. That's the closest place I could find a mezzanine center to the Cotton King's house, to his operation. 84 degrees feels like 82. Dew points 50. Winds are out of the southwest at 9 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 77. Sunset at 7:08. 89 today, 60 tonight for low, 93 tomorrow, and mostly sunny, but no big winds in the forecast yet. But it's Oklahoma. You know it's going to come. All right. I've been wanting to hear this story, and I'm sure all the listeners are wanting to hear this. Why are you the former cattle king?
I'm the former because I got bucked off higher in a barn and cracked my back.
Yeah.
And when you do that, it kind of runs you against horses. I used to be cattle superintendent in the feed yard. Caprock.
Yeah.
I used to run a feed yard down in Hobart. And I growed up with stocker cattle because when we growed cotton, we run cattle during the winter. And I used to trade horses, break horses. But the last time I got bucked off, they said he throwed me higher in a 20-foot barn. And he got me half off, and I reached down and grabbed a belly full of rye. And he went to bucking like Benny Butler's horses. And they said I rode him about 50 yards. I don't know. I was sick that day, and I went blurry when he went to bucking. And he throwed me, and all I know is I can't fly. And I hit the concrete, and that's why I'm the former
cattle king.
Gee, I guess, whatever y'all want to call me.
The former cattle king. So that was the end of your full-time cattle career.
Yeah, and I'm not a big cow man. I mean,
right.
I'm just like every little kid around. When it comes to cow, that's why Randy's helped me, you know, pull a calf. I don't know cows, but stocker cattle, I got just as much experience with stocker cattle as I got with cotton.
Right.
And but that kind of, that'll break you.
Yeah, I cracked your back. Did they have to take you to the hospital?
Oh, yeah. Ambulance was coming, and I didn't know what was wrong because I had 1,000 pounds of clothes on because it was 20 below zero. And they said his eyes are dilating when I'm laying there on the ground. That's all I remember. And I'm on the way, and I guess my wife met the ambulance. And I went in there, and it was 2 weeks before I could hardly move. It was a rough time.
Well, the music's playing. Mr. Rhodes, thanks for taking this hour out of your important schedule.
I love the BS.
I know. And so, anyway, hope you guys enjoyed the show today. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank of Growth in Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.